My sisters, my brothers, all of us that pray under the goddesses. Today is the day in which the moon goddess lends her power, returns her reign back to the sun goddess. Days from now on will only grow longer and longer, as today is the longest night of the year. Tonight, as it always has been for years and for centuries, the sacred ritual in which we will fulfill, bathed under the light of her gracious, under the moonlight, the bright moonlight. We have convened here to watch this ritual, this sacred ritual, where the feminine energies of the moon and the masculine energies of the sun will melt together in an offering to the goddess. A thank you. In front of us is the chosen virgin. He who has not been touched by women, who has not felt a woman. He who has been chosen by the bones in our sacred temple, the very ones handed down to us by the goddesses since the beginning, since our creation. I will begin this ritual. You, that's right, you. You, the chosen, you'll now walk with me, hand in hand, to the ceremonial pedestal in which is lit with the candles from the fat and blood of sacred wolves. Disrobe, just as I will, for there is no need to hide under the goddesses, for they are ones who have seen all and will see all. Very well. You shall lie on the bed. Let not the cold stone bother you. Let not the cool stone distress you, for this is a sacred place that many of your forefathers have lain upon here before. Chosen has taken his rightful place. We shall offer one last prayer. Oh goddesses, dear goddesses, tonight we humble followers bow before you. Please, after witnessing our offerings, bring us yet another good year. We humbly beseech you to please, if you are pleased by us and this ritual, if you're pleased with our offering tonight, to go, to come and bless us with great harvest and many offspring and love of the young and old and well-being of the elderly. It is for this that we offer ourselves to you every year. Now it is time to begin. For it is time for me to perform the ritual. To make sure that it is done right, we need for you to be ready. And that means that your cock must be ready for me. Today you will feel the touch of a woman for the first time under the guidance of my hands. Under the guidance of me, you shall feel the best of what it would be like to be with a woman. To feel the touch of a woman upon your most delicate and sensitive of space. Of places, nails scratching down your chest and onto your coat. Slowly gliding over the entire length. And you shall watch as it grows hard under my hand. Feel my fingertips glide all over your cock, up and down. Nails occasionally scratching at the tip. I can see from your face that you have never felt this before. Your own hands can never match this. For I have been taught and trained, just like all the other priestesses before us, the followers of the moon, how to exactly perform the ritual to the best, to be the most pleasing, to extract the most energy. To extract the most from you. As I swallow you whole. Just let and feel the pleasure. My tongue around the entirely how I lick it from the base to the top and inside me too. The bones have chosen well this year. As you might see from how thick your cock is. Oh, I love it. So heavy. I can sense that you're completely ready. As you can tell, I am too. For I am dripping wet. And I am ready to receive your call. Inside me. You need not move, for it is mine to take. You are here not for us. You are here for there is no need to move, for I will be the one that takes you, and I shall be on top. But I wonder, would you like to taste me? I am willing to wager that you will. I shall climb on top of you and onto your face. It is only deserving that you feel the entirety of a woman. Sit upon your face and write it. Let me feel your tongue against me. Dive inside of me just for a little while as I grind my clitoris against your tongue. But I must stop you. for it will be heresy if I came now. I must come, and can only come with your cock inside me. Not a drop of me must linger on you. And I just like the taste of myself on your tongue. But it is time. It is time. I myself can't wait no longer. And it's quite obvious that you can't wait no longer. I need you inside of me. Now. Stretches me. Oh. And there goes your virginity. For now, you know how it feels to be with a woman, to bind yourself. And I feel you deep inside me. Oh. I can see that you quite enjoy this. Good. We need your enjoyment as much as mine to please the goddesses. And I will ride you. And move to both of our pleasure. Oh, it feels wonderful. You feel wonderful.
To come. child born on this day will be my successor. A sign that we will be blessed. I must hold all of this inside of me. All of your cum. Not one drop can be seen by any other, or felt by any other. And that means that I must take every last drop, even the ones left on you. And with that, we shall have no need of you any longer. Your clan will be taken care of for generations. For one that has touched me in such way will not leave here today. I know your eyes are confused, but this is simply the way. We will stand and watch, and I will comfort you as your blood pools around the table and drips down to the grooves that would flow away from this pedestal and onto the ground, a final offering not to only the goddesses of the moon and the sun, but the one in which governs the very lands we step on without Mother Gaia. There would be no land for us to tend on. I would like to thank you on behalf of all of us for making this sacrifice. It is why that I have decided to let you feel all the pleasures of a woman. Oh, goddesses of the sun, the moon, the earth, you have witnessed this ritual, and we, your humble and pitiful followers, can only wish that you will bless us, that you have been pleased, and you shall bless me with child. Is all we could ever hope for. All that we can ever hope for.